Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Kavanaugh issued a categorical denial. This is a completely false allegation. I have never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone.
Okay, so we have the Supreme Court justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, says, I was absolutely not in a room with a woman who was a high school kid back in high school, and I did not try and rape her. But we do have a woman that's come out, Christine Blasey Ford, after all this time. She says, that was me on the bed. He held me down. He put his hand over my mouth and tried to sexually assault me. Luckily, I got away. So let's talk about some of the new news that has come out over the last 24 hours. Why don't we start with how Republicans are kind of handling this situation? They're basically saying, we believe her. We think it happened. We want to hear you out. Come and testify. But we think you've got the wrong man.
Yeah, quoting.
We think you have misremembered the identity of the man who attempted to rape you.
Well, that's what Brett Kavanaugh is saying now, and Senator Orrin Hatch has said that Brett Kavanaugh told him that this woman might have confused him with someone else.
Here's Hatch.
Well, he didn't do that. And he wasn't at the party. So, you know, there's clearly somebody's mixed up.
He wasn't at the party. Clearly somebody is mixed up. Okay. That's from Orrin Hatch. So the Republicans are basically saying, we believe her, but we think she's got the person confused with Kavanaugh.
Right.
How did they come up with that? Just because Kavanaugh said that?
Sounds like it.
That's it.
Sounds like, well, that he is sticking to his gun, saying, I was never there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me. Maybe she misread or misremembers who it was, but it wasn't me. And that's what the Republicans. But the Republicans are still saying, we want this woman to testify. We want her to come. But she's been MIA now for a couple days. And all her lawyer is speaking, but not her. She's gone into, well, I shouldn't say hiding, but she has certainly moved out of her home.
Well, she's had to, actually.
Well, she's moved out of her home because she's gotten death threats and she is scared for her life.
Right. So it's not, I don't know if you can say she's hiding from this issue.
Right, right.
But she is
she's in an undisclosed
place,
yes,
because of what's going on.
Right.
Okay, so Senator Chuck Grassley.
We've not heard anything further than last night, but we're reaching out and we're not going to cancel any hearing until the last minute.
He says, here's the deal. We have asked her to appear on Monday to testify. If her lawyer doesn't get back to us on Friday and tell us what's going on, we may just move forward and we may just go ahead and vote. We're giving her an opportunity to come and testify on Monday. But if we don't know what's happening by Friday, if
yeah,
you don't tell us what your plans are, we're moving on.
And is that Friday? Is that by noon on Friday? So they meet in that afternoon and then they vote? Or do they wait until Monday? Because the longer you wait,
it's a great question,
the more stuff comes out, because in the past 2 days now, you've had friends and colleagues of this woman saying, I wasn't there, but she's not making this up. Which only adds to the argument that she's the one to be believed, not Kavanaugh. I don't mean any disrespect to the woman, but there's got to be some resolution, and the Republicans have to figure out, when do we make the final vote? Is it Friday afternoon? Mm-hmm. Is it Friday evening? Or do they wait till Monday when other stuff could possibly surface?
I'll tell you what I think the right answer is. No way do they vote this week. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter. She has the opportunity to show up on Monday. But if she doesn't show up on Monday, doesn't that tell you something?
Yeah.
I think it has to tell
us something. She loses credibility,
yeah,
but there will always be people who say,
he did it anyway.
He did it anyway. A lot of victims don't come forward.
Right.
She's courageous in what she has done.
We'll
never know.
Maybe she thought about coming forward. That's
right.
Why she wrote the letter. Maybe she has changed her mind now.
Now that her family's been threatened, that changes people's minds.
Listen, we've said this for the last week. We don't know what happened in that room. We just don't. The only thing that I keep going back to is this. Why would this woman come forward and put herself in this situation if it didn't happen.
Right.
I'm not saying I believe her, but if you were to tell me, you got to pick a side. Who do you believe? Well, I usually always go with the women. I always go with the women.
Why would anybody out of the blue come up with something?
That doesn't make sense.
Somebody comes to me and says, this woman is going to be on the Supreme Court. Oh, yeah, I knew her in high school. And you know what she did? You know what she did to me? Okay, that's good. Okay, can you make it even worse? Can you? Like, I can't imagine somebody funneling this story to this woman
and saying go with it.
Right, because right. What does she have to gain over it? And I, you know, you hear the conspiracy theories of money and why would you risk that? I don't understand that line of thinking. So I want to believe her, but you also got to show up on Monday or else you lose credibility.
Yeah, think about how much pressure she has. Now she's in the spotlight. Everybody wants to hear from her. How nervous.
And you can't have it both ways.
Right. How nervous would that make you? I mean, you have a ton of pressure on you now. I don't know. I don't know if she's lying. I don't know if Kavanaugh's lying. Every single report about Kavanaugh is that the guy's an upstanding citizen. There's not a blemish on his record.
And he's been researched or vetted
over
how
and
many
over again.
Times to get where he is.
Over and over again. That doesn't mean that he didn't do it, though.
Correct.
Because it was never reported to police if it did, in fact, happen.
Correct. And for those of you who don't remember, you don't want a Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill hearing. Oh, my God. You don't want that where things just evolve into who said what and
right.
What happened.
I don't remember it.
Just explicit.
It was in the, what, early 80s?
No, it was 91.
It was 91. It was early 90s.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. I've read all about it. But, man, I don't remember it happening. But, you know, I was talking to my dad the other night. He remembers it happening. He said it was a mess.
It was.
It was
and there's
a colossal
always
mess.
Been a cloud over Clarence Thomas
yeah.
as a Supreme Court justice,
right.
which, depending upon your point of view, is fair or not. Mm. But there's always a cloud over this guy's head.
There is a woman named Samantha Gurry. She is a friend of the accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. She's known her for 40 years. She's speaking to the media. Here's what the reporter asked her.
Perhaps Dr. Ford is, quote, mixed up. He said she may be mistaking him for somebody else.
So this reporter is basically saying, here's what Senator Orrin Hatch is saying. And then Samantha Gurry, friend of Dr. Ford of 40 years, gets a chance to answer.
Do you think that's possible here?
That's not possible. That's just not possible. I find that very... frankly, it makes me angry. It's really a way of dismissing her and suggesting that her memory isn't clear. I think when you have someone's hand over your mouth and you think that you might die by accident, you know who you're dealing with.
Why would a woman come forward after all these years if it didn't happen? Why would you put yourself in that situation? Why would you put your family in that situation? I don't know.
But you also have you'll never figure out what really happened.
Right.
So does Kavanaugh, is he an asterisk like Zoe Baird and Robert Bork and all the and
people that didn't make it to the Supreme
because
Court
because of something that they could prove or something that came out that was actually substantiated? Or does this guy not get the Supreme Court nomination because of a story? And people who say, I've known her for 40 years, we should believe her. But you weren't there.
Mm-hmm. There were only three people in the room.
Yeah.
And Kavanaugh, I mean,
Kavanaugh and the other guy said,
Kavanaugh's basically saying I wasn't even in the room.
Right. I wasn't there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think, and I think most of you don't know what to think. Anyway, we'll keep our eye on the Kavanaugh story, but they are asking her lawyer, please tell us what's going to happen by Friday. Are you showing up Monday? Because we would like to have that happen.
Yeah.
All right. This is the Big Four at Four. Every afternoon, right at 4:05, we bring you four big blockbuster stories. We still have 2, 3, and 4 to go.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 2.
We've sued the city, and we've also sued Chief Williams because she is the final policymaker for the city with respect to police actions. She is the one who authorized or ratified this unconstitutional action by her personnel in the Phoenix Police Department.
Anyway, that's Arizona ACLU lawyer Kathy Brody, who doesn't know what she's talking about. The ACLU has sued the Phoenix Police. They've sued Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams.
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah, and basically now they're saying, we want to seek an injunction on the Phoenix police when Trump comes to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Basically saying, we want the police banned from the Trump rally because they were so violent the last time.
Oh, my goodness. They are seeking a temporary restraining order against the Phoenix PD.
Ugh.
So basically they want a judge to tell the city police that don't violate anybody's right to assembly, protest, and be free from excessive use of force by police. Now, whether a judge grants that or not, we don't know. But what a load of crapulence. I mean, just, this is just such chicken ass.
It is, really.
Over something that, quite frankly, could have gotten out of hand much worse and did not.
At the Trump rally, there was unrest last year, right?
Right. And we know that there were people who showed up to stir the pot and to get people riled up.
And the police took care of them.
Correct. It wasn't an organic, people were ticked and they were outraged. No, they came armed with gas masks. They came armed with backpacks that were filled with stuff.
Throwing stuff at the police.
This wasn't something that just happened to happen and the Phoenix PD responded. Phoenix PD were prepared. And the ACLU is now trying to make it look like, hey, you guys stepped way over your bounds. What crap?
The ACLU is just full of it. This is ridiculous. And I'll just say it as clearly as I possibly can. Once again, congratulations to the Phoenix Police Department and Jerry Williams for what they did a year ago. They stopped the unrest. They were aggressive, which is the right way to go. In that particular situation, no one was killed, and it could have gotten completely out of control if it wasn't for great police officers who are trained greatly, by the way, and the ACLU is full of crap.
And we'll see what the judge says. The judge could say, yes, I agree, or no, this is horse feathers, right, and I'll get rid of it.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4 Big Blockbuster Stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
Listen to this. More older Americans are unretiring. So you've got Americans who are older. They've retired from their previous jobs. Now they've got to come back to the workforce. And people are calling it unretiring.
Yeah, they have to.
I call
to.
It a nightmare.
Yeah, they have to. You've got a number of people. What does it say? A recent study says that the median retirement savings is only $71,000. That is far short of what experts say is needed to retire comfortably. Only 30% have $250,000 or more, meaning that more and more Americans are unretiring or filing for bankruptcy because they just don't have any other option.
Oh, how do you get to this point?
You don't save.
You have
to save.
You
put off retirement. You put it off and you put it off and you put... This is what Dave Ramsey and everybody else says. Start ASAP as soon as you can. And if you keep putting it off, time catches up to you.
Did you mention the bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Because that's the one that really gets me. I can't believe that this amount of people are actually filing for bankruptcy after they retire.
Right. Now there are
that
some
is no way to live. That is no way to retire. It's a scary, scary thing.
There are some who say, I didn't enjoy retirement. I chose to go back
That's
to work.
Fine.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's your choice.
Right.
A lot of people, though, don't have that choice because they didn't plan.
And you're going to be working the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
You know, it just goes to show you that you got to study hard in math because it has real-world consequences in the real world, and it can result in misallocation of funds if your I's aren't dotted and your T's aren't crossed correctly.
All right, that's Stephen Swiatt. It doesn't matter. He's packing his bags. He's at the Department of Education along with Diane Douglas.
She's packing her bags, too.
She deserves to pack her bags after this story. They did the math wrong, and they shortchanged low-income schools, low-income families with schools, and special ed education.
Yeah, $84 million mistake.
How do you do that? How do you do that? I don't get it.
It's a significant amount of money. It's a huge program, and yet they screwed it up. I don't understand that.
They screwed it up because they can't do math. They literally can't do math. They can't add and subtract.
Yeah, schools are underfunded by $100,000 to $150,000 will be repaid over 3 years. But yeah, by the way, Arizona has to pay this back.
Well, yeah,
we're already underfunded.
Right,
the schools are already underfunded, but now they got to pay this back.
Yeah, the schools are already underfunded, and they didn't get funding.
Right,
because Diane Douglas can't carry the one. I mean, geez.
Some districts like Gilbert will see more than $1 million. They were shorted $1 million or more.
Unbelievable.
Over the next 5 years in lost special education funding.
Maybe the most incompetent person we've ever put into office in Arizona. Mm. Diane Douglas, state superintendent of public instruction. Well, the people out there fired her, and she deserved to get fired.
Yeah.
And this didn't even come out before the vote.
Right.
I mean, goodness, they were holding on to this, and they said, hey, let's wait and see what happens with the vote. And then when we win or lose, well, we'll just slip this out there and no one will know. Yeah, well, they said, well, we all got fired, so let's just put it out now. It doesn't matter. You're listening to the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, remember, coming up at 5:15. A decade of Mac and Gatos, 10 days of giveaways. Text 10 to 411923. When we come back, another major Mac and Gatos moment. Mac, the early years.
Ooh.
Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. A decade of Mac and Gatos, 10 days and 10 ways to thank you for listening.
I can't remember when you were there.
Oh, come on!
Why?
When I didn't care.
What? Really? Does this station hate us?
Anyone but you.
We're supposed to be celebrating our 10 years, and we get...
I swear.
I don't even... Who is
Becky
this?
Lynn, is Kenny Rogers still alive?
Yes, he's still alive. They're just...
He made great chicken.
They're trying to find song. Listen to the, listen to what he's going to say right here.
He let me. Look, Mac has let me down for 10 years. I've done the same thing.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, the sweetest days I found with you through the years. Jeez.
We're celebrating a decade of Mac and Gatos, even though that song sucks.
Oh, jeez. I'd rather hear Slayer, Rain in Blood.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, really. I'd rather hear like Metallica.
I like Metallica.
But I'd rather. Like
anything but Kenny Rogers.
Yeah,
I'd rather hear Kenny Loggins. I mean, give me something different.
Danger Zone.
Love it. Mac and Gatos. A decade of Mac and Gatos.
Or Return to Pooh Corner.
I don't know what that is. What are we doing at 5:15 today?
We're giving away a trip.
Good. We're trying to get the momentum going again after that loser song.
A trip
song.
To Kenny Rogers' house to tell him to stop singing.
No.
No, we're giving you a trip, a weekend getaway to Sedona.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you get involved, Mac?
All you got to do is text the word...
Jeez, I've got to pull it out of you, for Pete's sake, after 10 years.
Text the word 10. I mean, you can explain it.
Is it all going to end right here? It sure sounds like it's heading
No,
that
we're
direction.
Good.
Okay.
Text the word 10 to 411923 if you would like to participate.
She keeps trying to get us to fight on the air all week. I don't get it.
Every time the song plays.
Oh, I hate these
get
songs.
Get into it.
All right.
Kindness.
You know... I think we've got to hear some of the early years of Mac and Gatos.
People don't realize we have been around for so long we had somebody else reading the news at one point.
Right. I mean, Becky Lynn has been with us for a while, but Jamie West was part of the show.
Yeah.
I think we should hear a little bit of the early years of Mac and Gatos.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a major Mac and Gatos moment.
A decade of Mac and Gatos.
Don't call it a comeback.
Listen up, Pinhead!
Do we have a Pinterest page?
Do we have...
Yeah. Let's get our own Pinterest page.
No, me and you. No.
I want to do everything with you. All right.
That's going into your clothes.
I'm just saying.
That's going in the end of your
clothes. All right.
Highlights. But it did surprise me, as a woman, she doesn't have a tree.
You're a woman?
No. As
for me, as a pro-life female Republican voter, I'm not voting with my vagina.
Did you read my blog?
No.
I call myself the cuddly fairy princess bear.
Oh, well, okay.
Wow.
I mean, geez, I don't know exactly what to do with that. Except...
Look it up on Google,
Bravo.
Junior.
I did not need to know that.
I didn't know it either, for Pete's sake. A bad attitude.
What?
A bed?
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. This sucks.
We'll do it live.
Modern Family's going to have a toddler curse on the show.
Great. Oh, little Lily is going to fire off the word.
Jiminy cricket! Why did you do that?
You did not speak that way.
What the are you doing?
Just kidding.
That sounds good, but I think there's a butt in it.
Yeah, there's a big butt. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge butt. How B-U-T.
Yeah, right.
T.
No.
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 B. Yeah.
Yeah.
$25,000 for a wet willy?
For an intrusive digit, he is basically fine.
Intrusive digit.
For a wet, you give me a check for $25,000.
We'll do it, Max!
Thank you. Maybe a very simple way to boost marital happiness.
I know it definitely would in our house.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
You have an unhappy marriage right now.
No, I do not.
You're not happy. You're separate bedrooms. Separate quarters.
No.
Separate quarters? What, does she live in a castle?
Well, I hate when my horn breaks. Right now I was going to nail Mac. Boy band dolls.
Doc McStuffins, time for your checkup doll.
I don't know about that.
Wait a second.
It's not time for my checkup.
Yeah. And Corky McGuire, the prostate guy.
Stop it.
That's also a hot toy.
I bet it is.
No, it isn't.
Comes with his own little glove.
Yeah. Good luck.
Mike Tyson was asked, so what does ear taste like?
Steak tartare.
I don't even know what steak tartare is. It's incredulous.
British Airways.
Can you at least do this in a British accent?
Oh, Richard Quest.
This is going to be good.
British Airways will soon be literally Googling passages.
Breaking news, I'm Blitz Wolfer.
We will bring light to the tree.
This is a tree that is a symbol of bark. And let us let the lights open our heart for the people who need open.
Oh, we're so screwed.
Let's go back to your beard.
Oh, yeah. That's soft, ladies.
That
soft.
Actually feel good when you grow a beard to scratch it.
It all depends on who's doing the scratching. Oh, yeah.
All right, Jamie, put your whiskers up to the microphone.
Ah!
Jeez,
another burn.
Oh, solid burn, 2012.
No! No! Uh-huh. No! Yay!
Shut up!
A decade of Mac and Gatos.
Don't call it a comeback!
Oh, the early days, Mac and Gatos, Jamie West, a couple of minutes to listen to there. That was some funny stuff, man.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing this for the next couple of weeks. And remember, at 5:15 today, we're going to give away another great prize, a decade of Mac and Gatos. This time it is a great trip to Sedona.
Weekend trip to Sedona up north.
If you want in, text the word 10 to 411-923. All right, coming up next. Will bullying your kid stop them from bullying?
Oh, sure, right.
Yeah. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
In less than a half hour, we're going to give away a Sedona weekend getaway. It's our way of saying thanks. A decade of Mac and Gatos. We are giving away 10 days of prizes, and a trip to Sedona could be yours at 5:15.
Text 10 to 411-923. Maybe we're going to pick your name. We're 0 for 2 the last 2 days, though. We really need somebody to...
To actually call back?
Yeah, we're 0 for 2. Yeah. I mean, we've picked 2 names.
Right.
And then, you know, we had to go to plan B, which is just fine. But at 5:15, hopefully we get a winner.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One mom says... Listen, my kid is being a pill to a bunch of other kids in school. What do I do? I know that my kid is a bully.
Yeah.
I give this mom a lot of credit because at least she's not just letting it go. She knows that her kid is picking on other kids. So she came up with a plan.
I did what I had to do to stop it from progressing.
This Splendora mom wasn't willing to put up with put downs.
He was calling other boys stupid.
Come on.
You didn't like that writing?
Come on. Why do reporters have to do this?
Willing to put up with put down. Wasn't willing to put up with put down. Wasn't willing to put up with put downs. Wasn't willing to put up with put downs.
He was calling other boys stupid. Calling them idiots.
To send her fifth grader a message, she sent him to school wearing this.
I wanted to do something that would teach him.
What do you think she did? What did she send her child to school wearing?
Waring. She didn't make him write an apology and take the apology to school or?
No.
What was he wearing?
Yeah, mom made him wear something to school.
Wonder Woman?
Why?
Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman outfit?
Well, that'd be bullying. She can't bully her kid like that. Can't walk into school.
Why he can't do those things. Why he needs to take other people into consideration.
I don't think it requires the scarlet letter, searing the letter D on his forehead.
Dr. Richard Pesikoff is a child psychiatrist at Baylor College of Medicine. He understands why Star would be upset about her son bullying other kids.
Star's the mom.
But says this T-shirt could do more harm than good.
Not a good idea.
Get to the T-shirt!
To embarrass you.
Okay, what was the T-shirt?
And solidify negative identity in a elementary. She needs to find somebody to help her. And I think the school.
All right.
Was it a Wonder Woman T-shirt?
But Star spoke with her son's counselor and teachers, and she says they supported her decision. They all were 100% on board. They understood why I was doing it.
Just tell everybody what the T-shirt was. Said bully on it.
I am a bully.
And that for my son, this is what works. We reached out to the district.
Yeah, good for you, honey.
Yeah, we don't care.
Is it right for mom to stop her son from bullying by bullying her son?
See, that's,
and letting him go to school in a shirt that says I'm a bully.
That's not good. I understand that the mom's old school and she doesn't want to coddle her kids and she, you know, wants to send a message. But what you're doing is you're reinforcing bullying by forcing the kid to wear the bullying shirt. You're doing the same thing that the kid is accused of doing in school.
Yeah, but I think we have too many parents out there that don't punish their kid, that will let this happen, that will ignore the warning signs of, no, he's not a bully. And you know your kid's a bully and you don't do anything. So, I mean, at least the mom did something. This mom loves her kid.
Right.
I don't love these type of punishments.
Yeah, shaming doesn't really work.
It does. I think it does. Well, I just don't know if I want to do that to my kid.
I don't know if you need to take shaming to this stage or this point.
Right.
Where, you know, but I'm not saying coddle the kid either.
No, I don't want to see that either.
But I don't want to see the kid, you know, as the child psychologist, you don't need to put a scarlet D.
Oh, how boring was that old guy?
Or B.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Couldn't find anybody better to do an interview with?
Sure, honey. You're right. Clever copy, but you can't find somebody a little, I don't know, better to interview than that professor.
Seriously. So if you take the standard of obedience.
Doesn't she understand we're trying to get ratings on this show?
No, she does not.
No, she does not.
No, of course not.
But here's the other thing. You know, we hear some of this. So we hear some parents say, okay, you are a bully. I'm going to put you in a shirt that says I'm a bully, right. And I'm going to put you out in like the middle of, you know, the side of a highway.
Or hold a sign. Yeah,
I'm a bully. Mm-hmm. See, yeah, but that doesn't really work.
No, nope, that's bullying too.
Well, I understand that's bullying too, but this is much better. You're making this kid go back into school and admit, hey, I did bully everybody. My T-shirt says it. My mom made me wear it. This sucks. And maybe I won't do that anymore. I don't love the shaming, but shaming does work. I don't love that she did it to her kid, but I like to shame you all the time.
It makes me happy. Yeah.
No, I just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
Come over and give me a hug, you big lug.
All right, 5:15. We're going to give away a weekend getaway from all this. And coming up, the ACLU is asked to judge for a restraining order against the Phoenix Police Department.